This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. It is Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Coach Jen in Ocala, Florida, and apparently it's Freestyle Remember to Press Your Buttons Day, and welcome to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for May 31st, episode 670. This episode is brought to you through the generous support of Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What's going to happen?
Something wonderful.
Thank God it's...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Thank God it's...
That's right. It's Friday, everybody. Well, thank you for joining us here at Horses in the Morning. And it looks like Jamie's gone for 10 minutes and the place is falling apart. I forget to press the right buttons. And we're going to blame her. She's not here. So anything that happens over the next month or so till she gets back, we're just blaming her. That's it. It's all
That's
Jamie's
right.
fault.
Yeah, 'cause she works.
She's not here to defend herself. Did you notice I played the disco music that she hates so much? I put that at the beginning of the show.
Yes. Thank you.
And
I love the disco music.
And for all of our Barn Cat fans, expect that one day. We'll play that for all of our Barn Cat fans, so the listeners who actually like that song. But not today. We won't be playing that today. Jennifer, thank you so much for filling in today. Appreciate it.
I'm so excited to do Really Bad Ads again.
Well, now let me tell you that... we will give you the news first thing in every show, and the news is there is no news. She has not had the baby yet.
Yes, we have to open every show with the baby watch report. It's kind of like that foal watch thing where they have a video camera in the stall, except it's audio.
That's correct. And you can also keep an eye on our Facebook page. We're doing a baby watch there, too. I made a cute little graphic, by the way, which I thought was really cool. So every morning we will post a baby watch. You'll see the graphic there with the little stork and the Newman sticking his head out. So keep an eye on our Facebook page over the weekend. If you want information, I know there's been a lot of listeners that have notified us that they're checking the Facebook page like multiple times every day to see if she's had her baby yet. So as soon as we know, you will know.
Isn't that going to be awful if she has one of those, oh, please don't let her have this, the 18-hour labors where we have to post every hour on the hour?
You know, I know Jamie. She's not going to let us know until it's over. We will not hear about it until she has the baby and there's a picture. So
those of us who are not baby oriented, thank you.
Yes, we appreciate that, Jamie. Thank you very much. Yeah, I really don't think I'll hear anything until it's over. That's the way Jamie is. So we're going to miss her while she's out. Now, normally we had planned that Wendy would be filling in for Jamie on Fridays, and that will happen here going forward. Wendy will be sitting in this seat, the co-host seat, but she is in Hawaii right now.
Poor Wendy.
Yeah, it's terrible. She had to go over. Her little sister is graduating high school in Hawaii at some fancy-sounding Hawaiian name high school. And she's over there. Matter of fact, she posted pictures yesterday from the fish market in Chinatown. And it looked fishy. I mean, it looked smelly. It looked like a smelly kind of fishy place. But she's over there having a good time.
They could be the only people that could go to Hawaii and lose weight.
That's true.
It's just fish everywhere.
That's true. But she's very, very excited to see her little sister graduate high school, and we're excited that she got to go over and do that. This is also the first time that Wendy's boyfriend, Kyle, her fairly new boyfriend, well, about 6-8 months maybe, Kyle is meeting the family. So there's extra drama.
Mm.
this trip. Yeah. You know how that is. Everybody hates doing that too. When you meet the family for the first time. I wonder if that's worse for the girl or the guy. What do you think?
The guy.
I kind of think it is.
I do.
Too.
I think it's the guy.
Yeah. I'm agreeing with you. I kind of think it's worse for the guy too.
I think it's just cultural. You're brought up as a young man because the father always knows what's inside that mind, and you feel guilty for it. And you feel, yeah.
Now we don't feel guilty at all, to be honest with you. We're scared, but we're not guilty. No.
I'm sorry, I used the word wrong. You're scared. And you should be.
Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition. Of her own free will, faithful listener Laura Lee, whose last name I will not attempt to pronounce, the gal who added an entire country to our listener roster, is here with an update on where she will be taking Hit'em next. And Mary Lawrenson will be stopping by to provide a remedial course on making sales videos to ensure that you will not end up on Really Bad Ads. And Really Bad Ads sends us off into the weekend like a Mento in a Coke bottle, bubbling over with anticipation of equestrian adventures large and small. Stay tuned for the fracas, folks.
Very good. Now, we had Caitlin Silliman was originally, the eventer was originally scheduled. Is she on or off, or don't we know?
Caitlin is here.
Okay, so we're going to be having Caitlin a little later also?
Yes, Caitlin Silliman will be here with the update after her impressive victory at Jersey Fresh Horse Trials.
Okay, good. And it was her first time also at Rolex on her horse, that Catch a Star, that was one of the ones that recovered from the True Prospect Farm fire. So she rode him, and it was her first time at Rolex. So we talked to her before Rolex, and now we'll get an update from her on how things are going. I know she had written to Yuma this morning and said, oh, I might not be able to make it because Boyd Martin changed the schedule on her. But it sounds now like she is.
She finished her jump school this morning right on time, because things are a little bit busy because Boyd is busily riding around on crutches because he got his ankle fixed. So it's a little busy there, but she emailed and said she got done with her jump school right on time, and she will be here.
Terrific. Very good. I like talking to Caitlin. She's a lot of fun. Well, let's do our daily whinnies. Well, my daily whinny goes out to our friend Angela from Horse Girl TV, because she sent me this video first, and then I've gotten it from about 25 different people, including Jamie in an email this morning. So I know she's up. She's probably listening to hear how bad we screw up when her not here. But she also sent this email over, and it has to be one of the cheesiest, worst videos I have ever seen. It is the Prancercise video, and I know if you're on Facebook, you have seen this. It's making the rounds. It is bad. I mean, it is terrible. I don't even know what to say about it. I thought the same thing that Angela did from Horse Girl TV. She thought it was a Saturday Night Live skit, which is what I thought too, because it looks like it looks exactly like what they would do. But it's this woman that looks like she's, what, 50, 60 years old, and probably has seen better days, skinny as a rail, doing these, I don't know, it's prancercising. I don't know how else to describe it. That's exactly how you describe it. And she has four different movements that she does on the sidewalk and the driveway, doing these exercises to horse movements. It is disturbingly bizarre. Yeah.
It's Monty Python without the punchline.
Yes, exactly. And without the little guy chopping legs off. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
It's horrible.
I like the Monty Python, though. As a matter of fact, you almost expect to see who was the other British guy that had that television show that only guys liked? Can't remember his name right now. But I almost expected to see...
Oh, the really obnoxious one.
Yes. I really expected to see him running through the background. But, yeah, really bad video. And Jennifer will post a link to it on our Facebook
page. There was supposed to be a streaker that ran through, but he didn't show up, so...
Do you think this was a... It's gotten almost 1.5 million views. It's that bad.
It doesn't matter. It's got 1.5 million views.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, you know, was it done? Do you think it was serious, or do you think it was... I could... Sure. Looked like a joke, but anyway, let's do yours.
My Daily Weenie goes out to the fantastic voices on the Horse Radio Network, both hosts and guests, because being on the air is a lot of fun, but it is also a lot of work. And in particular, a particular voice of the Horse Radio Network that's on practically every single show and has been since day one. It is a performance of the soul, because your brain and your emotions are exhausted at the end of the show, but your body is not. And my hats off to all of you for putting yourself out there and creating such unique, educational, and entertaining content for our listeners.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. I thank you for all of the hosts and guests. I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And what prompted that Daily Weenie is I had my first training session last night. I got all sorts of spiffy new recording equipment here in my little corner of Horse Radio Network. And it's got lots of extra buttons and dials and wires and cables and switches, which I'm very excited about. And last night was my very first training session, and I forgot to turn a couple of dials here and there and press the wrong button a couple of times. But co-hosts on the Dressage Radio Show, Philip and Reese, were very patient, Glenn a little bit less so, and I learned a lot.
They're very nice to you last night, Reese and Philip, and you learned what it's like trying to do a show with Reese and Philip. You think my ADD is bad.
That was the thing. We have Reese and Glenn, who can't pay attention to the same thing more than about 15 seconds. Picture Arabian colt, age 18 months. That's the attention span. And then you have Philip. Philip is Basset Hound, 6 o'clock in the evening, post-dog cookie. Because 3/4 of the way through the show, he's snoring.
Yeah, he just shuts down. He's just done. And we can tell. When it's over, it's
over.
Done. Yeah, Philip's out of there.
It's over. So it was quite a challenge. Yes. It makes me appreciate Jamie.
Yes. Yeah, Jamie can go through the whole show. But Philip's funny. I mean, we thoroughly enjoy working with Philip. But boy, when he gets to his point, he gets to his point. Hey, that reminds me, on that note, we're starting something that's completely new, and this will happen the second Thursday of each month. If you're into dressage or a dressage rider or want to ask some professional dressage riders some questions, Thursday evening, June the 13th, will be the first one at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We're doing the first live call-in show for the Dressage Radio Show. Reese and Philip will be there with a top-name dressage rider who is the first one is to be named. We're trying to nail that down now. We'll let you know next week. But you can call in with questions, training questions, dressage questions, general questions, horse questions, any kind of questions. Reese and Philip are both Grand Prix dressage riders, and the guest they're going to have will be a very top-level dressage rider. And we're doing that in cooperation with dressagedaily.com. So they're helping us promote it and get the word out about it, and we appreciate them taking part in it, and we hope it'll be a lot of fun for everybody. You'll be able to listen live, and we'll also have the recorded version out on the Dressage Radio Show as well.
So the first one is June 13th.
6 p.m. Yep.
And how do folks tune in live?
We'll let you know. There's going to be a special player that you'll be able to find on the dressageradio.com website. So we'll have a special player up there that you'll be able to tune in live. So it'll be right on the Dressage Radio or dressageradio.com website. So that's where you'll find it, and we'll keep you more up to date. Go find Dressage Radio Show on Facebook, and we'll be putting the updates in there as well. Another programming note, I mentioned this on Wednesday. I want to remind everybody, Wayne Williams of the Speaking of Horses TV show will be coming to Ocala. He's coming down on Sunday, June the 9th, and on Monday morning, June the 10th, We are doing a joint live show. This will be live audio on Horses in the Morning and live video on speakingofhorses.com. So you'll be able to watch us do our thing. We're going to be live from Gator Trailer Sales here in Ocala in their showroom. We have a lot of guests lined up that should be a lot of fun. And it'll be the first time I actually get... we've known Wayne for years and years. And it's the first time I actually get to work with him, and we're doing a joint show together. That his version of it, the Speaking of Horses video show, will be put into a TV show that will go out on cable networks all through the country. So it should be a lot of fun for us to get our do our thing and for us to go jointly live together. So if you've always wanted to watch the show instead of hear the show, that'll be the morning that you can do it, is Monday, June the 10th. So if you're around and can get near a computer, you'll be able to watch it right on your computer. And we thank Wayne Williams. He's flying down for that and putting a lot of effort into getting this together, and we really appreciate it. We're going to have a lot of great guests. We're going to be talking gypsies and minis and Florida Horse Park and trailers, so we're going to be talking a lot of different things that morning, and it should be a lot of fun. So we have many things going on here while in Jamie's absence, so don't leave us. We would appreciate if you'd hang around and keep joining us every morning. We like having you here. And what else? I think that's about it on the programming notes. We're looking forward to doing some really bad ads today. We have some terrific prizes, and we have, I gotta say, Jennifer's been burning up the phone lines. We have all kinds of new companies coming on now that our contests are getting more and more popular, and we have all kinds of new companies coming on for Fridays for the really bad ad segment and for Wednesdays, right, Jennifer, on the wheel?
Yes, we have two new ones coming up here on the wheel and more coming after that.
Terrific. Well, thank you for your efforts there. Well, now off to our first guest today. And she is a listener, actually, that contacted us a while back. It must have been more than a year ago. And she said, you know, I am one of your listeners in Malta. And I went, is Malta a country? So she wrote this nice email to us, and I looked it up, and yeah, Malta is a country. And she said that she has been listening to us, which officially put Malta on our listener map of over 40 countries. And now that she has moved out of Malta, we no longer have a listener there, and I'm probably going to have to take it off. So I blame her for that. But she's going to give us a new country because she is moving to a new place. And I thought, you got to come on the show and tell us about your life because it sounds absolutely fascinating. And we have Laura Lee here. Good morning, Laura Lee.
Good morning, Glenn and Jennifer. I'm going to apologize right now. I'll try not to cough, sneeze, or share any snotty disgustingness with you today. But, having two small kids means it's like living with Typhoid Mary in my household. So,
don't worry about it. Our horses do it to us all the time, so who cares? Hey, so now tell me, you were living in Malta. Why?
My husband is a diplomat. He works with the State Department, and so we were serving at the embassy there in Malta. And our next post is going to be Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Oh, wow. So he's going to be a diplomat at the Saudi Arabian embassy.
Correct.
Well,
and hopefully I'll have a wonderful opportunity to see some of the beautiful horses that come from that country.
Now, well, tell us about, before we get to Saudi Arabia, and you have a new blog that's out too that I want to tell everybody about. Before we get to that, though, tell us about Malta. First of all, where is it?
Malta is a small island nation right in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. It's approximately 8 miles by 20 miles, so not a lot of land, just south of Sicily and north of Tunisia.
So him moving up from a diplomatic post in Malta to Saudi Arabia is definitely a promotion.
It is of sorts. Malta obviously is a very small embassy, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad place to serve. But we'll definitely be in a much bigger, much more active embassy in Saudi Arabia, yes.
Okay. Were there any horses in Malta?
There are a lot of horses in Malta.
Really?
Believe it or not, for such a small place, the Maltese are huge horse lovers, very much into harness racing particularly. They also happen to be horse eaters. But, yeah.
Well, I guess that's common. That's common in that part of the world anyway. I mean, it's not.
Yes.
That's something that's fairly common over there. Something we don't deal with, but they do. Now, did you get a chance to ride or have a horse while you were there?
I did not really do any riding while I was there. I volunteered for an equine rescue organization for about a year, doing morning chores for them. Riding was really not something that was on my chart. Most of the horses at the equine rescue were not rideable, and I also was pregnant while I was there, so felt that it was probably not the best time to get back on a horse after an 8-year absence. So
Yeah, Jamie did it till about 3 weeks ago, but she's just nuts. So, I mean,
she's crazy.
Yeah, that's right. I agree. So now did you start listening to the shows while you were in Malta?
I started actually listening to Stable Scoop when we were back in Washington on training before Malta. And Horses in the Morning started while I was in Malta, and was pretty much my listening fare while mucking out stalls for 20-some rescue horses.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that, and it's so cool. I mean, I just think technology is so cool that we get to have listeners all over the world, and, you know, and we're just doing these little radio shows. I just think that's so neat.
It was a lot of fun for me to be able to keep up with what's going on in the equine world, especially in the U.S., and especially with the WEG. I listened to, I think, all of the episodes during that time to just keep up with everything.
So, literally, when you get to Saudi Arabia, do you already know where you're going to be billeted, and you already have your horse picked out and your saddle and bridle in place?
Yes and no. We have our housing assignments, and there is actually a riding facility in the diplomatic quarter in Riyadh. So I'm looking forward to be able to getting some riding time in while I am there. Yes. I have not had a horse picked up, but I'm hoping there'll be something wonderful that I can fall in love with and miss deeply when I have to leave it 2 years later.
Probably be an Arab. Just saying.
Probably.
Yeah. Or it could be a thoroughbred too, because they're really into racing over there. So, I think it's interesting that harness racing was a big thing in Malta.
Yeah, it was very surprising to me. And you know, with there being so little land, there's no such thing as having horses in pastures there. It just doesn't exist. I knew a number of people that actually kept horses in their garage. It was.
We find them all the time on Craigslist. Yeah, there's lots of them here too.
That's
It was definitely a very different horse atmosphere. You know, coming from the prairies of Canada, I'm used to horses having acres and acres of pasture to wander around on, and to see these animals, high performance animals, with very little turnout, and they're doing their practice workouts down the paved highways was a little bit different.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, not something we'd ever think about doing, but, you know, over there, it's different. You know, it's just different. Now, how old are your kids?
My son is turning 4 in June, and I have a year-and-a-half-old daughter, so she was born in Malta.
Okay, so I was going to ask you how it is for them to be, you know, to be doing new countries all the time, but they really aren't old enough to really have a problem with switching schools and all of that yet, so they haven't dealt with that part yet.
No, we have the joy of that to look forward to. You know, both of them will have been born into this and growing up in it. So I think they'll have a very different perspective on life and moving. And they'll probably be like me and spend the rest of their life moving around. I'm 35 and going to my 21st home. So.
Oh!
Yeah.
I thought Jennifer and I were bad.
Oh my gosh. We got nothing on you, honey. Wow. That's amazing, but cool.
Yeah.
Now, are the kids horsey?
They are. They really are. Both my kids, you know, having me as a parent, they're exposed to animals continually. And my son actually, as an infant, sat in his stroller watching horses eat breakfast while I mucked stalls in Malta. They're very horsey and love to come out and give love to them and have zero fear, which is almost a little frightening to me.
Well, tell us about the blog. And first of all, I got to ask you how you say your last name. Is it Dabhar or Dabhar?
It's Dauber.
Dauber. Okay.
Yeah, I had to marry someone with an incredibly difficult last name to deal with. But
there
yes,
are more H's
Dauber.
In this last name than I've seen in any last name ever.
I know.
There are H's where there shouldn't be H's. So tell us about your blog.
Well, I've always been a writer for my own pleasure, and I decided that I would write a little bit about my horse life and put it out for a public venue just to see if anybody else would enjoy it. I have, with my wide variety of experiences, a lot of very entertaining stories to tell. So I just started writing it a few weeks ago, and I'm hoping that people will enjoy seeing various short stories and excerpts from my equine life.
Well, that's cool, and I hopped on over there and took a look at it. And I don't know if we will post a link to it on our Facebook page and our show notes page, because if we spell it for people, it's just going to confuse them. So
I know. I have to do something about that name. I do.
Yeah, we have to come up with a simpler one than the one with all the H's.
Yes.
So I will definitely post a link to it on our Facebook page so that other listeners can get to it as well. Well, we're so excited for you. Now, how long will you be in the States? You're here right now, right?
We're here right now, and we are here until the beginning of September, and then we head off to our new home.
And so you'll be here for the whole summer then. That's nice. You get to be back in the U.S. for a little while.
It is nice. It's a rarity for diplomatic families to actually spend this long back in the U.S., but Arabic being the language that it is takes quite some time to develop proficiency, so we have the pleasure of being able to spend almost a year back in the U.S. before we're shipped off again.
So will your husband be taking a lot of Arabic classes, I assume. Will you also try and learn it?
I did. I actually just completed an 8-month intensive course, and I tested out a few weeks ago. With basic proficiency, I can have simple conversations. Just don't ask me to answer any major philosophical questions in Arabic.
But you can ask where the bathroom is. Yeah, that's.
I can ask where the bathroom is.
It's good.
And I would like a lemonade.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly. Has a few more months. Of course, his requirement is a little bit more than mine, since he has the lovely job of interviewing Saudi citizens for their visas for the United States. But
okay, yeah, I was going to ask you what he does, but that answers that. Well, cool. Well, that's very neat. Now, do you live right at the embassy? Is there like housing there, or do you guys live off?
It really depends on what country you're posted to. We don't usually live right on the embassy. If it is a situation where we're required to live on a compound for security reasons, the housing compound is usually separated from the actual embassy compound. When we were in Malta, we got to live off the economy, so I lived in a great little village right on the seashore. So it really depends.
All right. Very good. Well, we thank you so much for this has been fascinating. We've never talked to a diplomat on the show before, so this is fun. And thank you so much for listening. Keep listening. You'll be able to get us in Saudi Arabia, so that won't be a problem.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for having me on, and have a great Friday.
You know what we're going to have to get updates from you regularly from Saudi Arabia. We have that technology, too, so we're going to have you on the show more often, and we'll check in and see how things are going.
That sounds excellent. I'll love to let you know about my Saudi life.
All right. Thanks, Larly. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye now.
Well, that is really cool. Very seldom do we get to talk to people who have lived in such exotic places, and I hope you enjoyed that as well, let alone a diplomat. I just think that's kind of fun. Moved 21 times, though? Oh, my God, that's a lot. Well, we're going to take a break for our sponsor for this this show, and that is Kentucky Performance Products, and they have their Nutrition Minute this morning.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Commercial feeds are fortified with nutrients such as proteins, vitamins, and minerals. They are made up of a variety of ingredients that provide a particular amount of energy. Most feeds have been designed to address the needs of a certain type of horse. It is important to understand that all feeds are formulated by nutritionists to be fed in specific amounts. When the correct amount of feed is provided, the horse consumes the appropriate amount of energy and nutrients. The feeding directions included on the feed bag or the feed tag are specific to the particular feed and should be followed. When you feed less than the recommended amount of feed, your horse is not getting the full complement of nutrients that he or she may need. On the other hand, too much of a good thing can also be bad. The overfeeding of concentrates can lead to grain overload and oversupplementation, and feed should never be cut or mixed with other fortified feeds or plain grains, because this changes the nutrient profile and can cause imbalances in energy, protein, vitamins, and minerals. If you need to include additional supplements in your horse's diet, choose products that are formulated to complement, not compete with fortified feeds. If you feed a plain grain such as oats, additional fortification may be necessary. Kentucky Performance Product supplements are specifically designed to complement, not compete with, the modern concentrates used by today's horse owners. Each supplement is manufactured to exacting standards in certified facilities using stringent quality control guidelines. So choose Kentucky Performance Product supplements, because the horse that matters to you matters to them. Learn more about Kentucky Performance Product supplements at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
Well, thank you to Kentucky Performance Products for their continuing support of Horses in the Morning. Our next guest is now becoming, seems like, a regular here on the show. She had joined us right before her first trip to Rolex. She's an eventer by the name of Caitlin Silliman, and she did pretty well at Rolex, and then she came back off of Rolex and decided to win some stuff. So we wanted to have her back and talk to her about how everything is going. And of course, Caitlin has the horse, Catch a Star, who was part of the unfortunate True Prospect Farm Fire and did an amazing recovery and then ended up going to Rolex again. So good morning, Caitlin. I heard you just got off a horse.
Good morning. I did. I'm on one as we speak, going for a little walk through the woods.
Oh, yay. We love that when we get to talk to guests that are on horse. We love that. Boyd's working you to death over there, isn't he?
He is. Poor Boyd is a bit out of commission because he had surgery on his ankle, which I feel terrible for him, but I sort of benefit from him because I ride a lot anyway, but I'm getting to ride double because I ride, you know, everything since I'm the only rider right now. So although I feel very sorry for him and hope he heals fast and he is close to being able to ride again, I'm not minding all the work.
Now tell me, be honest, is he getting grumpy?
He's not too bad, actually. He's been a really good patient. I think that it's got to be tough standing in the ring all day long watching me ride all of his horses. And, you know, he's missed out on Jersey Fresh and Bromont, and I know he didn't feel 100% at Kentucky. So I think he's just itching to be back riding. But he's been a really good patient. He's been teaching me a ton, so it's been a great month for me. And he's been working a lot too. I think he's been teaching quite a few clinics on the weekends, and he's been very supportive of coming to the events while I ride his young horses at the shows. And he has just started doing flat work without stirrups, so he's close to being back.
Is he listening to the doctors? I don't see Boyd as one that listens to the doctors well.
No, but he's doing a pretty good job. He is not walking with crutches anymore. He has a big boot on, so his ankle is very stabilized, but he's almost sound walking with the boot on. And he is riding with no stirrups, so, and only on the quiet horses that he's not very likely to fall off, and he's staying in the arena. So he's actually doing a pretty good job.
Well, good. Well, let's go back before we talk about your latest adventures on one of his horses, actually, over at Jersey Fresh. Let's go back to Rolex because we haven't had a chance to talk to you since then. This was your first Rolex.
Yeah.
You came in 24th place. And this is on a horse that nobody ever thought would even compete again after the fire.
That's right.
And then you're there for your first time on this horse, and what a dream come true for you. How was it?
Really, it was fantastic. I mean, I loved every moment of it. I'm so ready to go back again next year. So I hope she is sound and fit and happy and healthy and ready to go back for another trip around next year. But I had a great time. I mean, obviously, I wish I had finished a little bit higher up, but the mistake was mine in the cross country. It wasn't hers at all. And honestly, she couldn't have gone any better. She tried her heart out for me, and I think I learned from my little bobble cross country, and that's sort of what it's all about, to experience just after you needed it.
I think did she have a little duck out or something at one of the jumps cross country?
She did. It was pretty surprising. I think she was going so well, and I had sort of really just settled in, and it's the farthest point of the course, and it's up, the hollow is a big, long pool up, probably the steepest hill on course, and it's one of the places around the 4-star, it's a very long time around, and you have to sort of settle and you got to focus every second. And she was going so well and jumping so bold. I made the turn a little bit too quick and had the jump in somewhere on the flat. I think that it wouldn't have surprised her, but because it was a long pull up the hill, I should have just given her one more second and gone a little bit wider on the turn and let her, they sort of take a big breath and fill their lungs with air at the top of the hill. And as she took that breath, I was sort of already turning to that jump. And if you see it on the replay, she wasn't being naughty. I just totally surprised her. And I made a little circle and she jumped right back through it, no problem. And off we went, like nothing ever happened. So again, it was totally my error. I had nothing to do with her. And I think next year I'll make a nice big wide turn to that hollow.
You know, the hollow is one that is kind of deceiving. It's, you know, because as you said, it's kind of at the end of the road. And it, you know, not a lot of people even walk up there to watch, but it's one of those that has caught more riders have been dumped in the hollow than I think any other place on that course.
It's very true. And it was a straightforward combination there, and it was very forward riding. And we'd had a couple questions similar with the rail on top of the hill. And she's jumping so well, I just didn't. But, you know, now I know, a big long pull, and it's at about 6 minutes. You can't ride like you're riding on a horse trials course where you're going quick and making quick turns, because they've already been out there for so long and they're a little bit tired and the riders are starting to get a little bit tired, and it is up a big long hill. And so now I know on other courses, when you have a question like that, it's not so much the jump, it's the approach to the jump. And, you know, you need to take a little bit more time and catch your breath and let the horse catch their breath. And you really need to focus every second around that course. You lose your focus for 1 second and silly things happen.
Now, has she had you had a little bit of trouble in Stadium. Is Stadium been a problem for that horse?
Yes, that is our toughest phase. And most people would not say that having 3 rails down is a good round. But I was pretty happy with it for where we are right now. She actually stops in the show jumping. I'm not sure why. I think it's mainly she's such a careful horse. And when I bought her, that was her problem. She was getting eliminated in the show jumping, and she had totally lost her confidence. I think she was even stopping at training-level show jumps. And so I'm at the point with her where she has jumped a clear round with me at a 3-star, but she's also has stopped. And so we don't trust each other completely at the show jump. So I override her a little bit, and that was the biggest show jump track we've ever done. So I rode her a little bit like a rider on the cross country, which is just a touch too aggressive at the show jumps. It just puts her a little bit too deep. And again, it's a little too quick. It doesn't really give her a second to get up in the air out of the way. So I overrode it. And I think next season I'll be able to just take it down a notch and trust her a little bit more and settle. But the fact that she jumped really confidently in there and jumped the whole way around and didn't feel like she was going to stop is huge for her. And again, all the rails were mine because I just overrode it a little bit. And I think hopefully next year we'll be able to do just a 4-fault round or maybe even a clean round. So we'll see. But that's sort of the next step in our training, you know, along with the flat work and all of that. It's just learning to settle and ride in the ring a little bit better.
So that's a really challenging issue to deal with any horse, any horse show jumper, whatever, because you have to ride forward because the horse needs that confidence. But particularly in stadium jumping, one tick too forward.
Exactly.
Causes the opposite problem.
It's sort of mastering the art, this sounds silly, of almost being a little bit bipolar. Like when you feel her get a little bit nervous, or if she gets quick, or if she gets a little spooky, I have to be very quick to react and get behind her and tell her she has to go and give her the confidence to go. But when she's confident, I need to step back and be calm and ride relaxed. But a lot of event riders especially get so nervous going into the show. I mean, because it really make or breaks your score a lot of times if you're up, if you're in contention in the top 10. It's very influential most of the time, so it's hard to go into the show jumping on an already nervous horse and knowing that you could jump a clear round, but you could also have a stop and pull rails down. I mean, she's really capable of either one of those, and so am I. So I think this summer I'll spend a lot of time show jumping and going in courses and getting more rideable and trusting her more now that I really know that she'll do it. Now I need to get better at relaxing and trusting her and riding a bit more rhythmical and separate my cross-country riding from my show jump riding.
Well, it certainly sounds like you have a handle on where the issue is and a plan to improve things.
That's right. Now I just got to execute it. It's pretty easy to talk about it and say what you're talking about.
Yeah, we can all talk.
Now I got to execute it.
Well, now let's go. Let's fast forward. You were at Jersey Fresh. It was a 2-star over in New Jersey, which is a popular show on the circuit, and it's a pretty part of New Jersey. So we'll add that in there. That we have a lot of New Jersey listeners, and they hate it when we bust on New Jersey. So I threw that in.
No, it's a lovely event. It's a great area. It's near the beaches.
Now tell us. This was Remington. Tell us about Remington.
Remington was fantastic. He couldn't have gone any better. As pleased my weekend. I think he won by 8 points, so it was a pretty impressive effort from him. I'm so lucky to have the ride on him, and he really teaches me so much every time I ride him. And carrying over with my mare, being able to go into the show jumping on a more experienced horse that I know is not going to stop. But again, he's capable of having a couple rails down if I don't ride well. But if I ride well, he'll put in a clean round, and you can see that through his record with Boyd. Boyd's really figured out how to produce a clean round out of him. And to go into the show jumping in the lead with all of that pressure and be able to jump a clean round, I mean, just what he's teaching me is unbelievable. So the Javonin's letting me ride him, and Boyd letting me ride him, and Seema Sonat, who supports him. I can't thank any of them enough for allowing me to do that, and I'm looking forward to hopefully aiming him at a 3-star this fall.
Well, let me throw in here, for those that don't understand eventing scoring a whole lot, she was crushing everybody. There wasn't even, when you're talking an 8-point lead, I mean, we're talking, you know, at Rolex, the leaders were all within, you know, 0.2 of each other or 0.1. You had an 8-point lead. You were, and it was from dressage on. There wasn't even any question. Now, you still had to ride the horse, but are you tempted to just want to trip Boyd and break the other leg now, just so you can give it for a little while? Just
so I can get another one.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah.
No, I need him. I need him.
Poor Boyd. We're picking on him a lot here this morning. That was terrific. It was a wonderful weekend for you, and coming off of Rolex and everything, it just must have been the boost that you needed.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was just so much fun. I really had such a great spring, and I hope I can keep it going. And to be able to come off both of those events with sound, happy, healthy horses makes, you know, is the icing on the cake. They're both back in work now, just hacking and getting ready for the summer season and head towards fall 3 days. So I'm pretty excited to be back on them and getting them working again and start getting our training under control for the summer for some improved results this fall.
You know, you worked hard. You put in your time cleaning stalls and doing all of that over the years. And, you know, we have a lot of teenage listeners, and they all want to be you right now. I mean, you're living the dream that they all want to live. But the one thing I like about you, Caitlin, is you are humble, and you really do appreciate every day you get to ride these amazing horses. It's not just something you say. You really
do.
Yeah.
And I still muck stalls for all those listeners out there.
So there.
I don't just show up in a white shirt and hop on these horses. I still muck stalls and do all the dirty work.
and I think,
I love it. I love every second of it.
Well, you know, I think that's something that, you know, the 12 and 13-year-olds that want to be you don't realize is, yeah, now Boyd's hurt and you're riding his horses and it's all amazing and you won a 2-star at Jersey Fresh, but you're still the one that's responsible for all this other crap too. I mean, that still falls back on you. It just increases your workload. So it's not all... It's
well,
not all gravy train.
You got to keep it all in perspective. You got to keep it all in perspective. And, you know, the horses don't take care of themselves. And I love taking care of them, especially finding my mare in Remington, even all the young horses I ride. I have such a relationship with them on the ground. You know, they try that much harder for you when you're out competing and riding them because they know you as their caretaker, not just as someone who hops on and off them every day and makes them work hard for 45 minutes. So I think that all the groundwork and all the dirty jobs is just as important as learning how to ride. And it is a huge part of becoming a professional and being a master of the sport. It's not just the hours spent in the saddle. It's the hours spent on the ground. I learned so much from watching other riders. It's sort of create a rider in my head. I want to do dressage like this person and have a jumping position like this person, the show jumping in the country. And I watch hours and hours of YouTube videos just trying to take in all the small things off of different riders and from different specialists of the sport.
Well, and it's what makes it's the difference of being a pro rider and a pro rider that is also a good horseman that has those horsemanship skills and coming up the way through the ranks that you have and doing the dirty work and everything you said makes you a horseman, you know, and that's That is a big difference, and it's something that later on in life, when you can't ride anymore, you'll still be a horseman. So, you know,
I hope so.
Well, Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us. I can hear the wind in the sails there. So you have a terrific time and a terrific season.
No problem. Thanks for having me. It's great to talk to you guys.
I have to ask you real quick, though, because they're sponsored, both of ours. You're still using your Fleeceworks pads?
Oh, my gosh, I wouldn't think of using anything else. I love the Fleeceworks pads.
All right, good. I just wanted to ask. I wanted to make sure you were still using them. Fleeceworks.com if you want to find out more about those terrific saddle pads. And we know that you love those things. So
I love them. I love them, and so do my horses.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Thanks.
Take care. All right, we'll check in again.
Okay.
Well, that was Caitlin Silliman out there riding in Pennsylvania. I'm assuming she's in Pennsylvania. Jennifer, do you know? That's where their farm is. So,
they're at home right now. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And it sounds like Boyd is working her to death, and she's enjoying every minute of it. So that's great.
Yeah.
I love having her on. She's so excited. She's so appreciative. She's so humble, and she just is. She's a cool girl. She's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. And very articulate.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we'll have her back, you know, and she is a really good horseman too. So we'll have her back. We'll have her back to keep tabs on her and Catch a Star and Remington. Well, we are sponsored this half hour by Equity, MFG.com. And Equity, of course, as you know, is the shake and fork and the flex and fork. And we posted a picture this morning on our Facebook page. It was a little bit of proof that that the pregnant one is still pregnant. But Jamie is still pregnant, and yes, she is. Judging by this picture, it's time to have that darn baby. But she posted a picture of her with, she recently got a shake and fork. Now, they just started using a barn area that they actually had to use bedding in. So she, for the first time since we've had Equity as a sponsor, we've always used the flex and fork, which is the one that doesn't shake. And for the first time, she's actually able to use a shake and fork, and she is loving it. And you can see the pictures of her there cleaning her stalls in her pregnant state using her shake and fork. And it was really interesting, the comments that came in. I don't know if you noticed those, Jennifer. Some of the comments that came in on that picture. Well, a couple people commented on the fact that she was cleaning in Crocs. And apparently they do that too. And then Jamie went on to say that her feet are so fat they don't fit in shoes. So that's why she cleans in Crocs.
I know, Glenn's up. She's not fat. She said swollen.
Yeah, I threw in fat. Then Angela Walkup, Horse Girl TV, said that she's been using her shake and fork for 4 years to clean heaps of buck, and it's still going strong. And we had a couple of other people that posted in there that they use the flex and fork. There was one that even, because do you remember it, there? They make a shake and fork, don't they, for kitty litter, cat boxes? Is it the same company?
I don't know. We're gonna
have to ask. Yeah, because somebody said Merrily posted they make those for cat boxes. I have the smaller one. So I have to ask about that. We never talked about. But Colleen chiped in and said, we love our Shake and Fork too. I know Jennifer and I love ours. So you can hop on over there. There's two forks, the Shake and Fork and the Flex and Fork. You need one or the other. They are not the cheapest forks in the world, but let me tell you, they last. They won't break like the other ones. The Shake and Fork will last you, as we said, for years. The Flex and Fork will last you longer than that. So it's definitely, definitely worth the money. What other manure fork out there has a suspension system just like your car? That's what you're looking for when you go to equitymfg.com. Manure forks with suspension. Well, we're going to take a break today. I'm not going to play Barn Cat. I was tempted to do that for Jamie's first day out, but I will do it here at some point. I wasn't even in the mood for Barn Cat today. So we're going to do a little Time to Ride by Trish Lynn, because there are a lot of rodeos going on around the country this weekend. So I thought I'd play this.
No rodeo show. Hold on and don't let go. It's time to ride. This ain't no three-off game. Need courage to take the pain. 8 seconds to make your name. It's time to ride. Show 'em what you're made of. Show 'em what you got inside. Got inside. What are you afraid of? This ain't no time to run and hide. They love the taste of dirt. This ain't no easy work. Grab your hat and change your shirt. It's time to ride. Show them what you're made of. Show them what you got inside. Got inside. What are you afraid of? This ain't no time to run and hide. It's time to ride. Time to ride. Time to ride. It's time to ride. It's time to ride. Time to ride. Time to ride. It's time to ride.
Horses in the Morning, folks. Today's episode has been brought to you through the generous support of Kentucky Performance Products, and you can find more at kppusa.com.
Very good, and we have some news. We haven't had time to do news in a long time, so we have a few minutes here. We'll get some news stories in. My girl, Rosie Nepravnik, looks like she's going to be, well, there's a good chance she's going to be riding in the Belmont for Todd Pletcher on the horse Unlimited Budget. Right now they're just saying she's very likely to ride. What that means for her is that she will be, would become only the only female rider If she wins, she'll be the only female rider to win the Belmont Stakes besides Julie Crone, who won on Colonial Affair back in 1993. She would be the only female rider to compete in all three Triple Crown races in the same year because she finished fifth in the Kentucky Derby. She finished third in the Preakness on Milute. So she would be the first one to ever do that. So I think they're really trying hard to find her a ride. And this horse looks like, you know, she might do pretty well on. The horse has a first place and a third place or finish so far. So it's a Mike Rapoli horse. So we'll see what happens if she gets the ride on Unlimited Budget in the Belmont. And when is the Belmont?
I would say that that's an interesting news story, but it's the Belmont, so nobody cares.
That's right, because it's now the Belmont. The poor people of Belmont. I feel bad for them. But anyway, Rosie has a chance to make history here, and I'm sure she will. Now, we had talked about, and this has been all over Facebook, Jennifer. We just mentioned it briefly on the other day. There's this horse, Gemma. A four-year-old horse out in California who has a history of escaping and apparently other behavior problems is what they say. And apparently she got out of her stall at Saddle Rock Stables and she decided to go on an adventure. And you know what happens when horses go on adventures? They eventually get stuck somewhere. Well, this one got stuck, fell 70 feet into a steep ravine before settling on a ledge. So here we got this four-year-old with a history of behavior problems that's now fallen 70 feet and standing on a ledge on this cliff. Well, the owner discovered that the horse was missing, and her friends at the farm there searched for hours trying to find this horse, and they couldn't find it, so they decided to call an animal communicator by the name of Joan Ranquit. And, you know, anybody that's a regular listener to the shows knows how I feel about animal communication. I'm not really a believer. You know, I would like to, but I'm not sure. So they call this animal communicator, and the animal communicator says this. She communicated via telepathy with Gemma and determined that she was in a tight space near shrubbery and could hear road noise and water.
That's three quarters of the state of California.
Yeah, that was the problem I had with that. Now, maybe in the area they live, you know, there was only one shrub. That's what I could figure. And there's only one shrub near noise and water. So, I don't know. Apparently, the owners are saying that that helped them. They knew immediately where Gemma was thanks to that. The rescuers went out. They got the horse out Tuesday afternoon by putting a helmet and a harness on her. Now, I didn't know they made helmets for horses. I didn't know exactly what they were talking about there.
I didn't either.
Yeah. But yeah. Maybe it's one of those that you wear in the trailer, you know, with the leather thing. But they actually set up pulleys and pulled her up. There's a video of this out there, too, if you want to check it out. Gemma is, what kind of horse was she? Norwegian Fjord. So, you know, that was, and she was a chunky Norwegian Fjord, too. This was not a skinny horse. It took 60 rescuers. Yes, It took 60 rescuers from 9 state agencies to get this horse out. It was Washington State, by the way. And she's apparently reported doing well, and I am sure is as ornery as ever. I advise some training. That might be a good idea at this point for this horse.
Maybe a snap on that stall door latch?
You know, and they didn't say whether it was a gelding or a stallion. So I can't use Jamie's line, get the horse fixed already. Because I don't know which it is.
With a name like Gemma, I'm guessing it's a mare.
Yes, yes. You would think. Yeah, it doesn't really say, does it? Oh, her. It's a her. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a her. All right, good. Well, that's our latest rescue story here. Another story that is out of the Tennessee walking horse world. Of course, you know, we all know how Jamie...
Actually, something maybe good.
Yes.
Maybe this might be a good story.
We've discussed this issue and what they do to their horses, what some of them do to their horses. And, you know, we've had on the air the ones that don't and are part of the organizations that don't do this and are natural shoers and all that. Well, the The president of the leading Tennessee walking horse organization said this week that the industry had lost public support over allegations of soaring and must rid ourselves of this black cloud. The fact that he admitted there was a black cloud is one thing. His name is Tracy.
That's huge that they even admitted.
Yeah, right, which they haven't done before. Tracy Boyd, president of the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association, said in Monday in a statement posted on the group's website, the problem is that nobody outside our industry believes, or he said, I believe our modern-day padded show horses are cleaner than they've ever been. The problem is nobody outside our industry believes it, and when you've lost the public, you've lost it all, and we have clearly lost the public. The Breeders Association is the largest and oldest Tennessee walking horse organization in its breed registry. And, it, you know, it's illegal under federal law to transport or show a soared horse. But that, you know, that we've had a lot of problems recently. Of course, the Humane Society, that video that went around. Now, his association doesn't really have any jurisdiction over shows. But they do hold some pull in that, you know, all the breeders work with them and that kind of thing. So they do hold some pull that way.
Yeah, they're really just the registry.
Right.
That's all they do. They don't really have much else. But it's interesting. It's clear to me that our past has finally caught up with us, and the image currently conveyed by our performance horse is no longer accepted in 2013. Actually, dude, it wasn't accepted back in about 1985, but you just noticed.
Right.
We have lost members in droves. And I was reading some of the statistics on membership. Their membership has been reduced by more than half in the past decade. People just left, and it's finally gotten to the point that I think the registry in and of itself really fears for its life, because the membership dollars are going to be reduced to the point that they will no longer be able to exist. I think that's, they don't say that in that many words, but my personal opinion is that's what finally gave them a wake-up call. Is they can't pay the bills and run the registry because nobody wants to be associated with them except the tiny percent who have these performance animals.
Now, there's legislation in Congress, pending in Congress right now, that would ban the use of action devices on performance walking horses and strengthen the Horse Protection Act. So that's out there now. He endorsed that and said that we should have it. Now, again, there's others in the industry that are still coming out and saying, you know, that this is unfortunate that he did this. There's no, you know, this is not the norm. This would punish the vast majority of those who are doing it. But it's what we've said before. If everybody is under the same rules and following the same rules, and nobody's allowed to do the type of shoeing and things that they do, the standards are just going to change, and they're going to change for the better, so, and everybody's going to be on a level playing field in an ideal world. I'm not sure that this world's ready to be ideal yet. So,
yeah, I also disagree with the elimination of the weighted shoe, performance patching, and action devices won't do anything to eliminate soaring. Well, the problem is the reason the action devices and pads are put on there is to make the horse have animated action, right?
Right.
We all agree on that.
Yep.
The reason you soar the horse is to have animated action, right?
Right.
We all agree on that.
Right.
So if you take away the pads and the action devices, your goal is no longer animated action. So why would you soar the horse?
And as long as they at that particular point change the standards to reduce the importance of the animated action, then you're going to be fine. You know, as long as that's not important anymore, you're going to be fine. But that what we're asking is to change the entire ingrained industry that's been that way for 200 years. So let's hope that, you know, back to the time of the landholders who started these horses. So anyway, we hope that there's a little
direction.
Bit of hope there.
Yeah.
So at least they're recognizing that there's a problem, or at least some of them are. Now, a Degas is coming up for auction if you're interested. Edgar Degas, this is a sketch that was drawn by him. It's a preparatory study for one of his pastels. And it is just a sketch, but it's called Jockeys, and it's a sketch of a couple of jockeys, and if I might say so myself, it's a pretty ugly sketch of a couple of jockeys.
You know what it looks like to me? This looks like a rendering that somebody who is in the fashion industry, and the jockey was also a runway model.
Yes. I mean, it's just the way he's holding his hands and everything. It's just a bad sketch, but it's a Degas, and it was done. When was this done? Does it even say? Doesn't even say.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
It was done whenever Degas was alive. And it's coming up for auction in London on June the 19th, and it's expected to bring 120,000 euros for this tiny little sketch, because it is an authentic work by him, even though it's not finished and it was just a sketch. But it is of jockeys, and I'm sure in England it'll go pretty well. And they are expecting it to bring the 120,000. So there you go.
Whew.
Speaking of England, another story: Zara Phillips, granddaughter to the Queen, did a nice thing for her niece Savannah Phillips. Zara, who of course was a silver medal winning eventer over there and very popular in England, it gave a 2-year-old Shetland pony of her very own to Savannah Phillips. So she's hoping to pass
the pony two or Savannah two.
Adorable 2-year-old. Oh, the Savannah's two. She gave a Shetland pony to her. I don't know how old the pony is. You're right. Savannah is
better.
Two. Her niece is two. And apparently she's trying to make sure that the love of horses continues through the bloodline. And matter of fact, the little girl's dad said, his name is Peter, said Zara was insistent on giving her a little Shetland pony. Savannah loves riding him. So, yes, it seems we passed on the horse gene to the next generation of royals. So there you go. They're keeping it in the family. And, you know, of course, Zara is now happily married to rugby star Mike Tyndall in 2011. And, you know, the way she dotes on those little girls now, there's speculation on her nieces that you might be seeing a baby coming up there soon, too, because Zara is 32 years old.
And everybody knows when you hit 32, you got to have a kid.
Yes, that's right. And, of course, her grandmother is Princess Anne, who was also a very accomplished equestrian in European inventing.
There we go. Hey, I feel a bad ad coming on, Glenn.
Oh, holy cow. I've lost track of time. You're right. It is that time.
Hit the button.
Jeez, sorry.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware.
Horse trading.
To tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare.
Horse trading.
Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading.
Horse trading.
Well, that's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, the time of the week that everybody waits for. And Jennifer's second attempt at Really Bad Ads. She did very well her first time. But we have three terrific prizes today. And we're going to tell you what they are. Jennifer, you want to lead off?
Do I? I can't wait. Where are they?
They're under Really Bad Ads at 10 o'clock, the prizes.
Oh, yes. There we go. Leading off the list of fantastic prizes for today, a gift pack of Dr. Rose's Remedies. Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment salve and spray are 100% all-natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, and anti-husband. Oh, yeah. No, I just made up that last part. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients. They can be used on most skin conditions, from hot spots in dogs to rain rots and wounds in horses. And they work beautifully on itchy, scratchy spots on cats with bad attitude.
Yes, we did. We use it on our cat all the time. You work well on dogs, too. DrRosesRemedies.com. We also have a gift pack from Rebound Hoof Pack. It's a revolutionary product designed to relieve pain, soreness, and inflammation without having to wrap. Its all-natural, super sticky product is easily applied to the hoof with a wet hand, covered with shavings or paper, and the job is done. It won't test and washes off with water. It is formulated by top vets and farriers and endorsed by Olympic riders in all disciplines. Visit their website at reboundhoofpack.com for a demonstration, testimonials, and distributors near you. The prize you will receive is a 3.5-pound jar worth over $50 with shipping. We saw this stuff demonstrated in person, and it is really cool because everybody hates wrapping hooves after you have an injury or an abscess. Yeah. It's really nice.
Well, yeah, you slap this stuff on after cross country, you'll be set for stadium.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome stuff.
And also, a really big prize.
And
here.
A really big prize from Triple Crown Nutrition. The winner of this prize will receive 5 free bag coupons from Triple Crown Nutrition. Good for any Triple Crown feed, forage, or supplements available in your area. You simply redeem them at your local Triple Crown dealership. Whether you're looking for high-fat, low-carb senior diet or sound nutrition for growing horses, Triple Crown Nutrition has the answer. You can find out more at triplecrown.com.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. And of course, these are ads that are submitted usually off of Craigslist by our listeners. The names we are using are the names of the listener that submitted it, not the name of the person that has no skills that posted it. We usually don't tell you their names. We have a lot of submissions this week, so we're going to get started on them. So I have always find one off the best of Craigslist that has nothing to do with horses to lead off with, and I found this one. I found this disturbing one that you're all going to love. It's titled 15 Snuggies in Silver Lake. Hi, guys. I have recently come into a supply of used Snuggies. I work in a retirement home and got them there. So there are some small stains on a few of them, and I think someone died in one of them, but no big deal. First of all, he stole these Snuggies from the retirement home. You know he stole them. And then somebody died in one of them, but it's no big deal. They're still cuddly as all get out. I thought I'd be able to use all of them, but I really only need one. I can get rid of these Snuggies one at a time, or I can do all 15 at once. And there's a picture of a really, really old person that looks dead in a Snuggie on a couch.
Wow. I'm sorry. That's just giving me a visual that I just didn't need to have today.
I'm sorry. I found it extremely funny. Sorry. All right. Let's go on.
First one's yours, Glenn. First one's mine. Yes. Oh, I'm purple.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, boy. No punctuation here, folks. So here we go. Thanks, Glenn Forrester, for sending this in. 2-year-old registered mare, $150 in Salisaw. 2-year-old black filly. She is not broke, but ready. She is big and stout. She is registered. She is broke to lead. She loved to be brushed. Asking $150. I just don't have time for her. I am 8 months pregnant and can go at any time. Won't have time to work with her. Ben Fister said, please text. Thanks.
Is Jamie selling her horses?
She's 8 months pregnant and can go at any time. Does that mean she could have the baby anytime, or you can pick up the horse at any time?
I don't know, but is this Jamie, you think? We should have checked the phone number. She's disguised it.
She would not have a 2-year-old filly that's not broke.
Well, that's true, and she also probably would have used at least one period in the whole sentence.
Yeah.
But she's big, and she's registered, apparently, so go get her.
I registered something.
Yeah, something. Yeah, we really don't even know what she is, do we? Okay, if you're going to put in the ad that it's a registered horse, that obviously means to you that that's an important thing that the horse is registered. You might want to tell us what kind of horse it is. Just saying.
There you go.
Maybe they don't know.
Text her.
Thank you, Glenn, for sending that in. Brenda Nellum sent the following one in. Oh, jeez. Free adult rat, take home today in Rancho Santiago. Hi, so I have a large female rat that needs to be gone by the end of today. She is good with people but gets out and attacks the other animals in our house. Would be a good pet if kept outside alone, or would be good to feed to something. Text me if you can. It's also good with other rats. apparently that's the only thing it's good with is other rats. I love this. Rat has to be gone today. And you know how we usually see the ads for the chickens and pigs and stuff where they say, not for eating in capital letters with 55 exclamation points? This lady's like, feed this rat to something. It's got to go. Get out of here.
To feed to something.
Yeah, we don't even care what. Just feed it to something. Take it in the woods.
The local less than reputable foreign food restaurant?
That's funny.
Oh, God. That's pretty good. Thank you, Brenda. Oh, it's not good when you're cracking up laughing, and then you get yet another ad. Here we have the reverse problem. We have punctuation everywhere. And as you know, whenever you text or write something, if you use all capital letters, that means you're yelling. Well, this person who wrote this ad didn't know that because every third word there's an exclamation point. So they're yelling.
Yeah, I want to see. This is going to be a challenge. You're really going to have to pay attention because I want you to read exactly as all the punctuation would be.
This is going to be tough. Here we go. Five-year-old half-paso, half-quarter pony. She's 13, too, and built like a tank. Liver chestnut with gold mane tail and a white star on her forehead. She ties bays, stands for farrier trailers, great, has great ground manners, loves attention, saddles, bridles, loves to play in water and splash, great on trails, had her threatened but never follow through with anything. She has no buck or bit. She has amazing feet and has never needed shoes and will never need. Her feet trim themselves perfectly. Very easy keeper. She a great mare, needs to go.
I love that. What does this mean, by the way? Great on trails, had her threatened but never fallow through with anything.
And she has no bit. Does that mean he rides her in a halter or that she's not aggressive?
I don't know. I don't know what that means, but she's amazing.
Every single word in the entire ad is capitalized. Every single one.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I didn't even notice that before. And I love this sentence. She ties, bathes, stands for farrier, trailers great, has great ground manners, loves attention, saddles bridles, loves to play in water and splash. All with commas in between everything.
In water and splash.
In water. Loves to play in water and splash. Apparently, she loves to splash.
In water and splash sounds like the title of a new wave rock band debut album.
Yeah, it would make a great rock band. In water and splash. Yeah,
in water.
That was your chart. You're right.
Adrienne. That was like epic.
Adrienne, I like that one. Doreen sent this one in. WTT, two horses for other farm animals in Noel, Missouri. WTT means I want to trade, I think. Wanting to trade two horses for a couple of cows or a few pigs or make offer. One horse is a 6-year-old stud horse and the other is a 16-year-old mare, retired racehorse. The black one is not broke to ride. He never told us which one the black one was, did he? Okay, well, whatever one the black one is, it's not broke to ride. Never got the time. He is super... Oh, it must be the stud. He is super sweet and can run just like his mom, which means you ain't going to catch him if your life depends on it. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe he could be a racehorse, too. Sorry, buddy. He's a little too old for that. He has no bad habits, and I think he's like a dog. He is not shy at all. His mom is blind in one eye and was told she is lame, but I think she just needs a good farrier to be worked with. So here we've got a mother and son who have never been separated. We have and the son is a 6-year-old stud horse who has never been touched. And you are going to try and sell these two or trade them. Actually, she wants to trade for a few pigs or a couple of cows. I would say give them away to a trainer would be your best bet because, and the old lady's lame too, but just need a farrier because we know farriers can fix all lamenesses.
Yeah, it's a furrier, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it is a furrier. We get that a lot, don't we? F-E-R-R-I-E-R. Matter of fact, I spell it that way sometimes when I'm in a hurry. Yeah. Well, thank you, Doreen. That was pretty good. Super calm.
Next up, Celeste Coulter, a regular contributor here on the Horses in the Morning Show. Racking horse for sale, !x5. $650 in Stuart, Virginia, or Bassett, Virginia. He's not sure which.
It's on the move.
I have a racking horse for sale. Hez the Great Horse. Hez broke to ride. Rides great, stands for brushing, and he stand when untacking and segling. He will be 2 years old soon. Has about 14, 15 hands. No bite. He does well with cows. Has good around other horses. And easy to tack up. In asking $650 or make offer for him. Price negotiable. To good home. No spams. Email or text me.
Here we have another one. A 2-year-old that I am sure is not a gelding. He is broke to ride. Rides great. Now, I got to ask you, how many 2-year-olds do you know that are really broke to ride and ride great? Just saying.
Well, you know. Mm-hmm.
But he stands when sadling. So, you know, that's good.
And has a great horse.
And he
has a great horse.
And no bite. So that's always good when they don't bite. Does well with cows. There it is, $650 for your racking horse. And you can either pick it up in Stuart or Bassett. It depends on how far, whether the horse got out that night and how far he went. So they'll tell you where to pick him up when you call. Andrea sent this one in. I don't even get this one. This one's so bad. Horse stuff, English saddle blankets, or horse blankets, $10. Horse stuff, English saddle blankets, white blankets, things you put on horses to ride, or blankets where you put the saddle on top of. $10 each used. Most afternoons, weather and scheduling permitted, locally are located at 7:30, blah, blah, blah. Please call first. So, horses...
Look at the picture.
I know. It's this big pile of crap. I mean, it's this big pile. It looks like it was taken in the kitchen because it looks like plates on the right over there behind it. Behind the refrigerator, and yes. Then it's just this big pile of...
This is stuff he stole off the curb on Big Trash Day.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even look like horse blankets. It says, horse stuff, English saddle blankets, white blanket things you put on horses to ride, or blankets you put saddle on top of. So...
Well, the thing in the center of the picture could be either a saddle blanket or a bathroom rug.
It looks like a bathroom rug, actually. Kind of has a furry side and then that smooth side. Kind of does look like a bathroom rug, actually.
Thanks, Andrea.
That's a good point.
Bizarre.
I love this. This is the first time we've ever had them called saddle blanket things. So
saddle blanket things. Yeah. Thank you. And next up, we have Diane Brooks, who submitted this gem. Beautiful lime black dun gelding. $550 in Iowa. Oh, here we go. Punctuation is a wonderful thing, people. And there are no capitalizations, no nothing. Just,
straight up.
Very beautiful. Yeah, straight up. Very beautiful 14-year-old 15HH lineback done painting, gelding, great handle, great on trails and road by 14-year-old daughter rides with or without bit, rides bareback, has speed, was rescue, needs a little more weight, teeth and hooves good, asking 550, or trade for barrel or roping horse, text or email, please.
Here's another one. I'm going to trade my not-so-good horse for your great horse. That's what I want. I want to trade my not-so-good horse for your great horse. But he's great. He handles on trails and road. He was road.
He was road. Have you noticed something, though? Every advertisement we've seen today that is advertising a horse, bits and bites are key. Every single one of them mentions bits and bites.
Yep. Everyone, you're right. We're talking about bits and bites today. It's all about bits and bites today. And I like that his he needs a little more weight, which is spelled wrong. And the way that reads is needs a little more weight, teeth, and hooves.
He needs more hooves, he's missing some teeth.
Yeah, he needs heavier teeth. Yeah. All right. This trailer picture is a classic. This was sent in by Becky. And It's a classic. Now, this is not our typical round front two horse trailer. This one is at least a four horse, probably a straight load, I guess, with a living quarters of some kind up front. But it is green and white, has about 55 painted green windows, and is sitting along a tree line and is sitting on the ground because the hitch broke. And it looks like the tires are flat, and it looks like it's completely rusted out from the top and the bottom. Looks like if you went down the road with this thing, the roof was going to come off. So this is what they say in the ad. Four horse. Doesn't even say trailer. Just says four horse. Someone get this trailer out of my yard. Ha! Doesn't look like much, but put a little work into it, and it'd be a nice little weekender. Make offers. Don't need it. Can Def get more pics and see how it goes down the road? It's just been sitting in the woods. I know it has scrap in there right now, but I can get that out of there and get pics of tires and floor. Has a bed and a stove. Can you imagine what the bed and the stove look like? And oh, by the way, it's full of scrap crap right now. He's got to unload it first. Pictures of the tires. I'm sorry, the tires are flat. This thing is sitting, the whole frame of this thing sitting on the ground. It's flat.
Well, if you look carefully where the jacks should be, because it's a gooseneck, you see the giant pit where it has sunk into the ground about 3 feet?
Yes. I don't know how you would even get this hooked up to a trailer. I don't know that you would need a crane or something to pick it up.
I think a forklift is in your future.
Really bad trailer. We'll post that one on Facebook. Everybody can see it there. We'll skip the next trailer one, Jennifer, and we'll save that for next week.
Okay. Okay, I'm next. So this is our final ad for the day from Doreen. And did somebody do this on purpose?
You got another one? You want me to do this one instead?
It's all yours. I'll let you do this one.
All right. I'll do the one with no punctuation. Here we go. This is from Doreen Rose. Two horses for sale, $300 each or $500 or. I have a horse about 2 years old and one for 4 years old, both lead, and 4 year old has a saddle and her needs to be broke, and have 2 year old without saddle, but will need worked with more. Want to trade for goats, 1 Billy and 1 5. Nannies can be younger, not quite ready to breed out, but do need to be able to breed to no show goats, meat goats, or any other goats. Should not be older than 6 years old, or we'll take $500 for both horses or $300 each if you pick up and deliver goats. Any questions, email me with goat trade and subject line, and I will send pics and request. Woohoo! Did you get all that? I think she wants to trade a horse or two for some goats, is what I got out of that. By the way, once again, 4 year old has a saddle on her, needs to be broke. And then 2 year old without saddle, but will need worked with more. Was there any horse in here today that was actually broke? I don't think so. I think they were all broke. It's like, geez.
But my question is, does either horse bite?
No, it didn't say, I don't think. So they probably do. Yeah, so they probably do bite.
Do they bite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, but no show goats. Meat goats only, because we're hungry. So there you go. Not allowed to eat the horses here, so I need the meat goats.
There you go.
They don't live in Malta. Yeah. We know they don't live in Malta. There we go. That was it for today. Now I'm going to read the prize and Jennifer's going to pick a winner. It's on you this time.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Okay. So we have the gift pack of Dr. Rose's Remedies.
Dr. Rose's Remedies. Had some really good laughs from Dr. Rose's Remedies. I think that horse stuff, English saddle blankets, and or horse blankets, yes, or junk from the trash man, Andrea
really
McCullough and Dr. Rose's.
Yeah, that was really bad. That was good. Okay.
That for me, we think of antifungal, antiviral.
Yes. Yes, it needs that. Whole house needs it. A gift pack from Rebound Hoof Pack.
Gift pack from Rebound.
Rebound.
Okay, Becky is going to get this one. I think she's a new submitter. I don't recognize her name. But Rebound Hoof Pack, I'm looking at this picture of the four-horse Hulk that is currently full of scrap, and all I can think of is hoof abscesses with all that rust and grass.
Yes, guaranteed. So, if you bring your horse on that in that trailer, you're going to get a nail through the foot. No question about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good choice.
Yeah.
I like how you're matching the prizes to the ads. That's really good. And now, well, let's find a starving horse, because next up is Triple Crown Nutrition, 5 free bags of feed. That's worth over $125.
All right. That's going to be, okay. I've got this one. Brendan Ellums is going to win the feed because that is an epic prize and that is an epic ad for a free adult rat take home today.
Very good. For the rat. I don't know if they sell rat food, though. I don't know.
Thanks for reading.
I'm not sure. Well, thank you, everybody, for submitting. If you submitted ads that you didn't hear today, Jennifer, I think you keep them in a big file, and you go through them every week, and you pick out the ones that we'll have time to do. But you keep them, and eventually you might hear them, right?
Yeah, so if you submit an ad, keep listening, because I might not use it the first week. It might show up on the list 2, 3, 4 weeks later.
Or 2, 3, 4 months, depending. So just keep sending them in, though. Get your ads in. You'll have a better chance of getting them on the show and winning a terrific prize. And we had 3 big winners here, thanks to Dr. Rose's, to Rebound Hoof Pack, and Triple Crown Nutrition. And thanks to all of you for listening in. We hope that you enjoyed the show. And to just end the show with what we began with, I'm checking my phone. No news. No baby yet. Just letting you know. The baby watch continues. Be sure to tune in Monday. We'll be back here Monday morning with more great show for you. We have a very special guest on Monday, don't we? That we did an interview with Jamie before she left this week, because it was one that she really wanted to get in. And that is with a guy that's involved with the movies, isn't he?
Yes. If you've seen War Horse, or you have seen Seabiscuit, which we all have, if you are looking forward to seeing The Lone Ranger coming up in July, you have seen this man's work, Bobby Lovgren, who was the head trainer for all 3 of those movies, stopped by a few weeks back, and we did our interview with him, and a fascinating look at behind-the-scenes movie making and how it works for horse trainers.
Very good. And one other thing, I wanted to make a note of this earlier and forgot, is that we are working in conjunction with Blaze Magazine, which is the magazine that's been around 10 years for kids, teenagers that are horse crazy. And we are working with them to put on a new show called the Blaze Kids Radio Show. And what we would like is, what they would like to find is a host that's from 13 to 17 years old who is available for a few hours a month to help host the show, to do what Jamie and Jennifer and I do. And you can call and leave a voicemail, have the 13 to 17 year old call and leave a voicemail at 859-474-0261 and let us know why you would make a great host. And the people at Blaze Magazine will take a look. So that's a new show that we have coming out very shortly. And we also have another new show that's going to be coming out in the next 2 weeks, actually, that we'll have more news on next week. And I think that that one, they're both going to be very exciting. And you're gonna recognize the second one. I think that it's long overdue. So we have some exciting news here on the Horse Radio Network very shortly. And, of course, you can hear all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. And have a terrific weekend, everybody. Be safe out there. Wear your helmets. And that's about it for today. Are you going to ride today, Jennifer?
Going to go ride with a bit.
Take Beaker out. He doesn't bite either.
Nope.
Unless you're feeding him treats.